Girls and boys, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another edition of the Danny Lakey Late Show Podcast.
Well, I'm usually a pretty upbeat kind of guy, but I will be bitterly disappointed if the live-action remake of The Lion King does not show Rafiki in his big, pink, shiny ass. We talked about what you'll be disappointed in the live-action remake of The Lion King if it does not provide. Also, Radio Tinder. Hayley was the lady. There were three men. To be honest, I can't remember their names. But she did find love, I think. Also, I think I've stumbled across something that makes me immediately hotter. And I'm willing to share my secrets with the world. The only sort of catch to that, when you share your secrets with the world usually fires back and says, that's not a secret, that's complete bullshit, mate. Also, could we determine if you're pregnant or pudgy? Pregnant or pudgy? Plus the Australia's fastest survey worker segment and the world's hardest cream quiz. Enjoy the podcast.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Now, bittersweet news today, guys. Of course, the brand new trailer for the live-action remake of The Lion King dropped all around the world. Got people talking. Got people a bit excited. On Tenhooks going, woof, just ahead of its July 17 release. I mean, can you top the live, like the cartoon, the original version of The Lion King back in 1994? It's a big call.
I don't know if you can. Like, that movie is a classic.
It is a classic. I mean, who could forget? A staple of everyone's childhood. I don't care how old you are. Yeah, see? I mean, just, it's only natural to replicate the full scene with giraffe stampedes.
Were you
elephants.
A giraffe just then?
I was a giraffe stamping my hoofs. My great big hoofs.
Makes sense.
The second Simba was crowned as the Lion King. Now, people are talking today saying, oh, might not have hit the mark here. There's a couple of red herrings. There's a couple of warning signs with the live action remake that this new Lion King film from Disney might not be up to scratch. And I'm feeling skeptical, and I know producer Jack in there, he's feeling rather skeptical too.
I was pretty outraged because the voice of Scar, which is pretty much the only voice you can hear in this new trailer, is not scary at all.
No, it's not.
I haven't heard it.
No, have a listen to this. This is supposed to be the evil Scar that we all love to hate.
Life's not fair, is it, my little friend?
That sounds like Mufasa.
It's not very evil, is it?
It's not evil in the slightest. You need like a...
You do. You need what much more intense. And I don't want to take any respect away to the actor who's voicing Scar, Chiwetel Ejiofor. He's just doing what he's been directed to do. But I don't think it's got the zest that 1994 cartoon Scar had. I mean, let's not just pile everything onto the lack of scariness of Scar. Mm. How about Mufasa as well?
While others search for what they can take, a true king searches for what he can give.
No.
I just don't know.
That sounds like a movie voiceover.
Well, I don't know if we can really criticize the Mufasa's voice because that it's the same guy from the 1994 movie.
No, it's
not. So he's the actual guy. He's just 30 years older.
The graphics for Mufasa, no red mane. No big giant
what?
Red mane.
Same with Scar. He doesn't have a black mane.
Now you can't modernise the characters. Keep them to the OG back in the 90s.
I'm getting a little nervous. I'm feeling a little sceptical about the new live-action remake. And to be honest, I think probably best to do what we did with our live-action remake of Aladdin a couple of weeks ago, where it was, I'll be bitterly disappointed if the live-action remake of ... is ...
I don't want to scare you guys. I don't want to make you weep, but I'm skeptical of the live-action Lion King.
I mean, I don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater just yet and declare a full-on disaster of the live-action remake of The Lion King, but there are early signs.
The fans coming for you if you're declaring that it's a disaster.
Well, I'm a passionate Lion King original man, and I will be bitterly disappointed. Many things, especially if the giraffe doesn't kick up dust when Simba's held above the rock and the animals don't cut sick. Oh, you know what? I'll be disappointed if Rafiki doesn't rub a little bit of dust on Simba's forehead.
That's iconic.
That needs to replicate in the live-action remake. You know what else?
I will be bitterly disappointed with the live-action remake of The Lion King if
Rafiki's baboon ass is in a shiny pink colour. Oh, it needs to be.
That's also
it
iconic.
It needs to be.
do you know, they better have a very long extended version of the Sabanga.
Yes, they better. These are all things that you can't take away from the original recipe. Anything you'll be bitterly disappointed with, Producer Jack?
Yeah, if Zazu doesn't splatter against the wall.
Oh, yes. You've got to have him splatter and then slide down the wall, feathers flying everywhere. Some things you just need to keep in the original. 13 10 60. What will you be bitterly disappointed in the live-action remake of The Lion King if they don't do? Jeez. I don't want to call it too soon, guys, but I'm very sceptical. Best moments that need to be in the live-action remake. Calls on next.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Usually jovial, usually upbeat in the studio. Just a few nerves getting around, and it's not full-on meltdown pandemonium yet. But there are just a couple of awkward jitters about the new live-action remake trailer of The Lion King today. A little underwhelming. It's very tough to go above and beyond something that was already perfection in 1994, even if it is a live-action remake, and it's got us all worried.
I don't want to scare you guys. I don't want to make you weep, but I'm sceptical of the live-action Lion King.
Left a lot to be desired. I mean, an all-star cast. You got Donald Glover. You've got Chiwetel Ejiofor. You've got James Earl Jones, Beyonce.
Beyonce is Nala.
Billy Eichner.
Yeah.
John Oliver. You've got the whole cast and crew, but what you don't have is the cartoons. And that's where we get into dangerous territory. I've already said, if you don't see Rafiki's pink ass translate on screen, I'm going to be bitterly disappointed.
You can't fault the 1994 Lion King.
Very risky move. It could leave a bitter taste in all of our mouths. Producer Jack, he will refuse to watch it unless there's a scene where Zazu gets tossed against the wall like the equine fowl that he is. That's a horse, actually. That's not a bird.
Excuse me?
And you hope that he drips down the wall. Feathers going everywhere. Daniel in Melbourne, what will you be left bitterly disappointed with if the live-action remake of The Lion King does not do?
Yes, I'll be really disappointed if the bugs that Timon and Pumbaa show Simba how to eat don't look as delicious as they used to be.
Grubs have never looked so tasty.
So appetizing.
They look amazing in the cartoon.
They did.
They're so like colourful.
Like gummy worms,
healthy.
Oh, yeah. No, you'd hope so.
The colour of the manes, if they're not there, that's bad. Oh.
Well, I've got bad news, Daniel. We've got visual evidence that the manes are not there. That's
the
thing. Yeah, real tough. And I can hear you. You're not only bitterly disappointed, but disgruntled now as well.
I can't beat the classic.
I'm sorry. This is how your Thursday nights panned out. Simone in Mackay.
Hey.
Finish this sentence.
I will be bitterly disappointed with the live-action remake of The Lion King if...
if Zazu doesn't get squished by the hippo and say, "Excuse me, madam, but get off."
Oh, my God, I love that scene.
And his little beak sticks out underneath.
I think the geezer's cooked up that one.
I beg your pardon, madam, but get off.
It's so good, I love
it
him.
It needs to be in there.
Surely, that scene's iconic.
Oh, you'd hope so. The director was born and was raised in 1994. You'd hope that he'd keep in a crucial scene like that. Natalie in Melbourne, what will you be bitterly disappointed with the live-action remake of The Lion King for?
Hey, guys. I'd be bitterly disappointed if Zazu doesn't sing "I Have a Lovely Bunch of Coconuts" when he is in the rib cage in Scar's lair.
Oh, yes.
Sing something with a little bounce in it.
It's a small world after all.
No! Anything but that.
Anything but that. And if they're going to keep that bit, they better have the low point before that as well. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen.
It's quite good. Maybe you should be cast for one of the voices.
Too late. Too little, too late. And one can only hope that all of these big scenes are in there and Rafiki's ass is as pink as I remember as an 8-year-old boy. Thanks for the calls. Radio Tinder. That is happening next. If you are single and ready to mingle, geez, Producer Jackie sourced a lady named Hayley tonight. We'll get to know her next and open up the phone.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
I love you.
Swipe left, swipe right. It's Australia's most love-matched radio segment. The Danny Lakey Radio Show's Radio Tinder.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
This is where we try our goddamned hardest to tee up single ladies and single men of Australia. Such a jungle out there when it comes to the dating apps.
Oh, it bloody is. It's hard work.
Cut out the potential for thumb arthritis with Radio Tinder. Of course, you do need to use your thumbs for 13, 10, 60 to get through. But overall, it's the right bet. Let's meet tonight's bachelorette. It is Hayley Ferocious Hayley. The Hailstone. Hello.
Hi.
Hail Mary. All hail King Wenceslas.
Yeah.
Inhale through the nose, exhale through the mouth. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, slightly cold, yet full of ambition and zest.
Oh, good to hear.
Yeah, it's not about me, though. Producer Jack's already given you a rousing applause.
Oh, thank you.
Well, apparently you're 27 years old and you're a finance broker.
Oh, well, thanks.
No, I mean, I'm just stating facts now.
These truth.
These have transitioned into facts rather than compliments. Are you a finance broker or is he just meddling with me?
No, I'm a finance broker.
Oh, thanks. Oop, no, wrong response again. Love sports and music and adventures. Oh, my God, how are you still single?
Beats me.
How long have you been single for?
Nearly 3 years.
What?
How long was the last relationship?
About 4 years.
Yeah, right. So you're not afraid of the commitment, but you're just going to wait for the right man, correct?
Exactly.
Yeah. Are your thumbs experiencing any potential arthritis through swiping left and swiping right for men who claim to be tall but are actually short?
Not yet.
You're not on the apps?
No.
So you're not actively seeking?
Well, not on the online world, Shuey Louis. True. Some of us still like to go out and chat to men.
Yeah, I do
that.
Yeah,
most definitely. I'm social.
Good.
Yeah, get it, girl.
What are you looking for in a guy before we release the hounds on 13, 10, 60? Or are you looking for girls as well? Hashtag 2019.
No, just men.
Okay. What must they portray physically?
I like tall. I'm a tall person as well. Mm. So I like to be taller than me.
Yeah.
I like someone who likes a good banter, likes sports as well, good sense of humour.
Yeah, right. What sports are we talking here?
Mostly the footy.
Yeah.
Don't get excited, Danny.
Yeah. No, well, all sorts of different footy, but rugby, AFL, rugby
AFL.
Union.
Yeah, no, AFL. NRL.
NRL. Oh, okay. Well, either or. All right. Well, if you like the sound of Hayley, lads, 13, 10, 60, give us a bell right now. Are we able to put like three dudes through? You quiz them within an inch of their life, go
okay.
through with a fine tooth comb and see if they meet your every need.
Sounds good.
All right. Think of some questions. Lads, 13, 10, 60, you like the sound of Hayley? We'll do Radio Tinder next on the Danny Lakey Late Show.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
I love you.
Swipe left, swipe right. It's Australia's most love-matched radio segment, the Danny Lakey Radio Show's Radio Tinder.
Yeah, baby!
We got to meet our main protagonists, the femme fatale, just before. Hayley, 27, finance broker, loves sport and music and adventures, looking for someone tall, loyal, have banter and humour. Is it too much to ask in 2019, Hailstone?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I think if we cast the net out far and wide, we might be able to find your Prince Charming tonight.
Very
you
good.
Got three questions ready to go?
I do.
Okay, let's meet man number one. He goes by the name of Tom. As far as we know, he's 24. Plays a bit of footy, plays fullback, wants to meet a bird. His words, not mine. Tall, built, wide shoulders, size 34 pants. You got to love a man who's willing to divulge his jean size on national radio. Personal trainer, and he loves cracking jokes. Let's welcome Tom.
Hey, how you going?
Hi.
Wow, good, 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 good. Slippery tea. Now, hey, Hayley, what's your question to Tom?
Okay, so what song would you make love to?
Oh, that'd probably be, that's a tough one. I'd probably go, maybe Hotel Room by Pitbull.
Okay.
Whoa! Whoa! Jeez, you got a bit of thrust about you, Big T.
Yeah, a little
umpy. Imagine those big wide lats doing a lot of damage to hotel room service by Pitbull. Is that good or bad, Hayley? Is that a positive song to make love to?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so too. Well, I think I'm going to add it to Daddy Lakey's magic mix. Probably towards the end when the tempo's really up. I don't think it's a starter. I don't think it's between song 1, 2, and 3 where you want more slow-burning Barry White sort of jazz jams.
No, I reckon just when it's kicking off and it's going on.
Like, yeah.
It's happening.
Yeah. Nice one, Tom. He's left an impression. I'll give him that much. Let's move on to man number two. This is Elliot, 28 years old, the electrician. Looks like Dave Franco. Goes to the beach, plays rugby, watches NRL. I like when they say they look like a celebrity. It's a foolproof system. It's impossible now to not imagine that we're talking to Dave Franco. Hello, Dave Franco / Elliot.
Hey, how are you guys?
Ooh, good. Real good, James Franco. I mean, Elliot.
Similar sort of look, that's all. Not as good looking, but similar.
Well, no one is as hot as the real Dave Franco. Who's his brother? Who's like the knockoff version?
James. James is the better one, I think.
And you look like Dave Franco.
Dave's hotter.
I'm Dave, the not so good looking one.
Right, so you look like the rejected James Franco version, but still not as hot.
Yeah, but Dave's hotter.
They're both gorgeous.
Is Dave hotter than
Dave
James?
Dave is Hundy hotter.
Okay. Well,
really?
It's like picking between Chris Hemsworth and Liam Hemsworth. They're both amazing.
Are they? Yeah, right. Struggling to put many faces
James
to the name.
Way ahead of Dave.
Me too. But I'm not a movies man. And nor are you, Elliot. But what's your question, Hayley?
Okay, what's the naughtiest thing you did at school?
Well, I used to live about 200 metres from my high school, so all the teachers used to park in my house, and I got attention off this one particular teacher. So that afternoon, I went and deflated his tyre.
Nice.
Yeah, it was interesting. Yeah.
Bit of a bad boy. We've got a bad one on our hands. I don't know, Hayley. I've heard around the traps you don't mount a bad man.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
Okay. Let's go on to man number three. This is Ryan, 21. Middle Eastern, black hair, 180 centimetres, likes sports, driving, and he's a delivery driver himself. Makes sense. He likes driving. Why wouldn't you deliver in a car if you like driving? Hello, Ryan.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi.
How are you, ma'am?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Did you have a question for me?
Whoa!
Yes!
Whoa, an ultimate Dom sub situation already!
All right, my question is, what's your favourite sex position?
Oh, well, I'm glad you asked. I definitely have to go with doggy style.
Oh!
Show you like it from the back.
Yeah, treating each other like pit bulls whilst playing pit bull. Woof. Nice. Yeah. What do you think about the old canine style, Hayley?
Yeah, it's not too bad.
Yeah, from time to time, when the moment calls for it.
Yeah.
It's not the most romantic of lovemaking positions.
We'll figure something out.
Yeah. I'm not just restricted strictly to doggy, by the way. Let me put that on the record, says Ryan. No, it's good. It's good. All right, so we've got Tom, man number one, who would make love to you with Pitbull's room service. Then we've got Elliot, man number two. I'm sure he would also make love to you to Pitbull's hotel room service, but it wasn't discussed as much. And then Ryan would like to pretend you are a Pitbull and preferably order some hotel room service afterwards. You can only choose one, Hayley. Who's it going to be, man number one, Tom, man number two, Elliot, or man number three, Ryan?
I think it's going to be man number two.
Elliot. What did you like about Elliot?
He's a little bit older, which I like.
Mm.
And he didn't seem as cocky as the other two.
Yeah, no, I like it that he really negged himself, but also portrayed him in a positive light with the Dave Franco comment. Good by you, Elliot. Do you take Hayley, the finance broker, to be your lawfully wedded Facebook girlfriend?
I do.
Jesus!
Yay!
Yay! Oh, well done to you too. All right, you guys hook up.
Yeah,
obviously, figure things out off the air. And then make love to Pitbull, hotel room service.
Thank you.
I wish you all the best, and many thanks for all you do for my daughter and I.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Whew. It's all right, guys. I'm hot again.
When, I was going to say, when were you not, but it's...
Thanks.
It's a huge compliment. I take that back.
I'm an average man, and that's all right. Average man, average tan, and average land. They call me Average Dan.
6 out of 10?
I'll take it.
5.3.
Look, I do my best work with my personality, and that's fine. I work with what I'm given. I'm run-of-the-mill sort of guy. An acquired taste, perhaps. Figured out an ace of spades. Something that can make any man go absolutely through the hot thermometer roof. Something simple that anyone's got or anyone can easily purchase. It's the accessory of the generation. You know how I learned this? Because I've started walking to work, right? About 25, 30 minutes. And it's a very busy road that I walk down. A lot of foot traffic. I'm passing hundreds, if not thousands of people each morning, right? I used to always walk in my normal way with my normal look. Never get looked at. Never get your second glance. You know when you're walking past someone and they give you a little look, little smile perhaps, a little bit of sustained eye contact?
Yeah.
Never used to get that. Until now. Safe to say, guys, Stella's got her groove back.
What is it? What have you decided to wear or do?
Any lad who wants to become hotter and attract more of the opposite sex, purchase a pair of wireless Bluetooth headphones. Get around me. Get around me.
Are you joking?
Get around me.
You think putting on some headphones and strutting your stuff down the street is making women look at you?
It is. It is. The first couple of weeks I was walking and just listening to nature. I didn't have any headphones. Didn't have any earphones. I was just doing my business as usual. No looks. The last 3 days I've been listening to music on my way to work.
I'm sorry, Denny.
Wireless Bluetooth headphones. I've had at least 4 looks a day for the past 3 days.
It's not changing any woman's perspective on you because you're wearing headphones.
You don't understand, Shooey Louie. Chicks are loving it. The wireless sort... I've never seen anything like it. I'm getting stopped left, right, and centre.
Well, you're not, you're lying.
Yeah, okay, they're not stopping.
They're looking at
you. No, they're smiling and wishing that I'd take the headphones off and get with them. They really are.
Okay, I can absolutely vouch for pretty much all women that they are not looking at you because you're wearing your headphones.
Don't be so quick to speak on behalf of every woman. They're all different. I think there's quite a strong portion size of ladies out there who love a man in a wireless Bluetooth headphone. Guys harder when they wear their headphones. Do I turn into a rooster when I've got my headphones on? Guys harder when they wear their headphones. I reckon there's something in it, and I know you're snarking over there. It makes sense. Look, men who dress up in a tuxedo, more attractive.
Yeah, that's a tuxedo. You can't compare Bluetooth headphones to a man in a suit.
It's all about, it's shaped my face differently, it's hitting my ears, it's tucking my hair back.
I'm looking at you now in headphones. What is it, just because it's got the cord?
Yeah,
I'm not going,
this is the cord. It's throwing off the symmetry, Shooey Louie.
Oh, Denny's looking good.
Producer Jack, you're not a woman, but you are attracted to men. How do you feel about the wireless Bluetooth headphone look?
I 100% think headphones make guys look hotter.
Yeah,
just
they
picture
do.
Picture a guy at the gym working out, and now picture him with headphones on.
Hotter. Oh,
10 times better.
You two
so
are
much
crazy.
More delicious. No, so much more delicious.
What about guys with non-wireless, just your normal headphones?
No, throwing off the symmetry.
Not
throwing
hot.
Off the symmetry. Earphones not doing the same justice. Got to get yourself a pair of wireless Bluetooth headphones. I'm 13 10 60. I mean, I'm not. Are you with Shooey Louie, or are you with me? Can you see where I'm coming from?
No, they're with me.
No, I wouldn't be surprised. If there's already lads doing this, already adopting the look. I don't think I'm the Pied Piper of Hamlet preaching this new game changer. And if you're a woman, are you attracted to a man in a pair of wireless Bluetooth headphones? God,
it's not happening.
No, I'll tell you what, they only want one thing now, and that's the big dog with his headphones on.
The Danny Lakey Late Show. Our guys harder when they
wear their headphones. Am I more attractive with Bluetooth wireless headphones? Our guys harder when they wear their I think I'm onto something here because I've been walking.
You're not.
No, Shooey Louie, hear me out. I've been walking to work for the past 3 weeks, and to start off my walk, my commute, I was just a normal man with just my hat on. Wasn't listening to any music. Wasn't doing anything. The last 3 days, I've decided to treat myself to a bit of music on the walk to work. The interest has never been higher. Call the Reserve Bank. Because interest rates are up.
You're just feeling good yourself and girls are looking at, like, because you're, like, probably smiling or something.
Oh, what? You think what's coming out of the headphones is sort of rubbing off on people? Nah. It's all about the facial symmetry.
It's not about the look, because I'm looking at you right now. If you hide your cord, you look no different.
Hang on. See, you've seen the wireless cord here. Okay. I'm telling you, it's throwing off the symmetry. What if I did this? Hey.
Nothing.
Oh, interesting.
Nothing at all.
Well, look, I'm sure there's a small sample size of women out there who maybe love a man in a wireless Bluetooth headphone. Jacinta in Brisbane, does this apply to you?
No, absolutely not. They don't make them any hotter. It's honestly so stupid.
Thank you.
Savage. Real savage. Jeez. Listen to Savage Garden on your Bluetooth headphones, do you? That's how savage you are. Thanks. Very savage. Thanks, Jacinta. Taylor in Geelong, you're with me. You love a man in a Bluetooth wireless headphone, do you?
Absolutely not. I'm sorry, but it really makes no difference.
Nice. I told you, Jenny.
I wouldn't even think twice if I saw someone with headphones on. Like, it makes no difference.
Mother Nature works in funny ways. Some scientific theories haven't been fully explained yet. Maybe I'm just perforating your subconscious. Hannah in Geelong. Hello.
Definitely not. Definitely not.
Have we got
it's
a three?
Because you're confident in when you're listening to that music. You're so confident and happy that you're showing that vibe. That would be the only reason.
Exactly. He's smiling. He's walking along. He's listening to his pit bull. Yep. And, you know, then the ladies are looking at him because they're like, oh, this guy's happy.
That's fun. That's really nice to see.
I'm going to take this further tomorrow. I'm going to take the headphones back off and I'm going to walk with a spring in my step, a little jog around and see if I'm getting the same interest. Because
you'll probably just look like a creep.
Yeah, interesting. Thank you.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
A couple of nights ago, I decided to reenact a whole child process. So right through from becoming pregnant, right through to being pregnant, right through to giving birth, and right through to looking after a couple of twins throughout the course of the show.
Definitely the tins machine where I got a wee bit carried away and would put you through a lot of pain.
Yeah, who would have thought? Painful giving birth it is.
Don't even start. I'll come over there and smack you around the head.
No, of course. Very admirable. Anyway, I thank my lucky stars every day that I was born a man because I'd be petrified of giving birth. I don't know how you do it.
If you were a seahorse, you'd give birth.
Would I? Male seahorses give birth.
Males give birth out of the seahorse specimens. Right.
Well, that's the thing. I wake up every day saying, thank God I'm not a woman who has to give birth and thank God I'm not a male seahorse who has to give birth.
I thought that was what you'd wake up and think.
So I start every day. During the pregnancy suit, saga, where I wore the suit that mimics pregnancy. Of course, you slap it over your shoulders, you put it under your T-shirt. Big bulbous third trimester looking setup. Real pregnant belly. I thought I looked quite good for a pregnant woman.
You had a nice glow about you, I'll give you that.
Turns out the social medias had a different idea. I never knew. I never knew how hurtful people could be. Ridiculing me. Right to my face. Writing comments like, as if you're pregnant and... You look more pudgy than pregnant.
That's a really hurtful word, pudgy.
I mean, I thought, God, if this is me, quite a thick-skinned alpha male who's just in a pregnancy suit, how would you be if you're actually a little bit pudgy and got called pregnant?
Pudgy is the worst insult. Pudgy. You just imagine, like, touching someone's gut.
Yeah, like soft pudding. Little bit of pudge there. Yeah. Not looking for morbid obesity, just a little bit of pudge.
Just a bit of pudge.
Around the sides.
Pudgy poo.
Bad being called a pudgy, bad being pudgy and being labelled as pregnant. Probably even worse, being pregnant and labelled as pudgy. People don't even notice that you're pregnant. They just think you're stacked on the weight. Gave me a good idea for a game.
All the women, are you pregnant or are you just pudgy?
131060. Call us up right now if you're on one of two things. You're either pregnant right now, or you're carrying a little bit of pudge right now.
Do you think people are going to call for this?
Of course. There's Danny Lakey goodie sacks up for grabs.
Okay,
if you can be the ultimate fool, if you can be the ultimate trickster. Well, of course we've got prizes up for grabs for this. All my pregnant sisters, all my pudgy pals. I've been there, done that, guys. I've been there. We'll navigate through it slowly, of course, because I know sticks and stones can break bones, but words on social media cut deep, especially in that third trimester. Are you pregnant or are you pudgy? And I reckon I'll be able to tell by the sound of your voice. Next.
It's a huge call.
Which category you fall into. If I get it wrong, prize for you.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
All the women, are you pregnant or are you just pudgy?
Classic game idea. Coming off the back of me wearing a pregnancy suit the other night. And then on the socials, people saying, you don't look pregnant. You just look pudgy, mate. Excuse me.
Pudgy is a huge insult.
Yeah, bit of pudge. Bit of pudge.
A little bit of pudge.
Awkward when you label someone as pudgy when they're actually pregnant. Or you label someone who's pudgy, you label them as pregnant instead. Yeah, very
each way hurts.
Each way hurts. You just want to be accurately pregnant or pudgy. Got no problem with a Pudgisaurus Rex. As long as they're not pregnant. Or vice versa.
Pudgisaurus Rex.
We've got a couple of our ladies on the phone right now. I will try and guess just by the sound of their voice and a quick question whether they are pudgy or pregnant. Hello, Ellie in Wantana.
Yes, hello.
Ooh, young. You sound vivacious and upbeat, which is not stereotypical of a pregnant person or a Pudgesaurus Rex. I think you're a young pregnant lady.
Yes.
Get around me!
Oh, not fair. One from one.
Yeah, what trimester?
Second.
Yeah, good. Yeah, they say the third is one's the hardest. Congratulations on your quest.
Thank you.
Young Anakin Skywalker, Tracy in Townsville. Hello.
Hi, how you going?
Oh, hello, Tracy. Nice. Now, I'm getting hints, like a wine. I'm not saying I'm a wine taster, I'm not saying I'm a wine expert, but I am getting hints of pudginess through the phone.
Oh, yes, I love my beer.
Are you a pudge? You're a pudge, not pregnant?
I'm a pudge, yeah.
Oh, get it, Trace. Own it, Pudgesaurus.
Oh, God, sweaty pudge up in Townsville. Yeah, oh, nice one. Thank you. Nicole in Cairns on 131060. I'm two from two. Just by the sound of you. I think you're pregs. Let me not lock in anything just yet. Let me just ask you how the weather is up in Cairns at the moment.
Pretty sunny today. We're waiting for more rain, I think.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going a little bit of a...
See, you say pudge. You say pudge, I say pregnant. It's the classic potato potato. I'm going to lock in pregnant. Are you pregnant or pudgy, Nicole?
Pudgy.
Oh! For me, but yes, for Shuey Louie. Goodness me.
I feel mean doing this. I'm sorry, Nicole. I'm sure that you're not pushing.
That's all right. I reckon you could pull off a great pregnancy, by the way. There's Danny Lakey goody sack for you just there. Well done.
Oh, thank you.
No worries, Pudgy Nicole. There's plenty of massage oil in
can
there.
Can we not?
No, it's
call
great.
Call them Pudgy and then their name.
No, lubing up a Pudgy person is great. You'll enjoy the Danny Lakey goody sack. There's banana-flavoured massage oil in there. Don't drink it, by the way. Rebecca from Yarns.
Yes, hello. Queen.
Hello. You sound upbeat. I don't mean to say that anyone with a slight bit of pudge is downtrodden.
And also pregnant women have a glow about them, so they can be upbeat too.
This is true.
And pudgy people are happy, you know. They got their
very
McFlurry
jolly.
And pizza.
Yeah, no, they are. They're very happy most of the time.
Too fast?
No, just probably teetering on the line. That's all right, though.
Sorry, pudges.
We'll put the yellow light on for you. No red light just yet. Rebecca and Yas, I think you're a pregnant lady.
Yes, I am.
Yes.
Yeah, well done, Rebecca. Final caller. We've got Alex in Sydney. Hello, Alex.
Hello.
Going to go pudgy for that one.
Definitely not pregnant.
The Danny Lakey Late Show. This is the world's hardest quiz.
Yes, it is. It's the world's hardest cream quiz on 131060. Every single answer has the word or sound cream in there somewhere. Off the back of Heinz unveiling new Cadbury cream egg-flavoured mayonnaise.
Mm, yeah, didn't sound right.
I don't feel too good in my stomach.
You
just
know, we'll have one
saying.
Of those. You know.
It's not for everyone, is it? Question number one was a classic rhyming phrase indicating that all of us go crazy for frozen dairy products. Fastest fingers through was Rodney in Bendigo. Hey, Rodney.
How you going, guys?
Yeah, the rod dog. The fishing rod. Dennis Rodman. The ram rod. The Nimrod. Hot rod. Rod Stewart. Rod Laver Arena. The sounding rod. Ooh. No. Come on, Rodney. We've got a quiz to do here, buddy. Question number one. What's the answer?
Is it ice cream for ice cream?
We all scream for ice cream. Yeah, it's bloody correct. Ice cream, you scream. We're all screaming for ice cream. We're going nuts for the ice cream. If I saw someone actually having a scream attack down at Baskin Robbins, I would not be serving them any ice cream. Even with the strength of this phrase. We move to question number two. A dairy product that is also most popular in the bedroom.
Ooh, that's a tough one. Whipped cream.
Oh, I was going to say, Rodney. Yeah, whipped cream is correct. Yeah. Oh, no vanilla, Rodney. Whipped cream incorporated all the time.
Absolutely.
A common flavour of Kirk's soft drink available at local footy and netball canteens around the country.
Creaming soda.
Woo! Creaming soda is correct. Yeah. Are you even a local footy club if you don't have a couple of Kirk's creaming sodas in the fridge? On sale for $1, of course. All funds go towards the club. Question number four. It's not uncommon to see someone bringing back 12-pack boxes of these at the airport.
Krispy Kreme donuts.
Krispy Kreme donuts is correct. Stock up, guys. Stock up. Before we get back to Gladstone, there's no Krispy Kreme donuts in Gladstone. Be sure to pick up 312 packs at the Brisbane airport, please, Auntie Sue. Final question. Jeez, you're racing through this, Rod Dog. Slang name for an amazing mark in the AFL.
A screamer.
Jesus! I must say, none of us expected you to go the full way, Rodney and Bendigo. You surprised us all tonight. Well done. A Love Honey vibrator for you. Won't that special someone?
The missus will
love that. Yeah, she will. Add it to the whipped cream. Well done, Rodney. Congratulations. Absolutely. Provide an extra buzz in the bedroom.
Crack!
Whoa! That's a screamer.
Wingard! Oh, baby!
That is a screamer.
Oh, just a link.
That's definitely a screamer. Technically, yeah.
That's a screamer.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Before we get out of here, final thought by myself. Producer Jack's been on Facebook looking for fully grown adults, trying to manifest something, some sort of reaction. There must be something in their lives that's not fulfilling themselves. I mean, no one in their right mind is arguing on Facebook, are they? Not in right mind, sorry. As in, no one who's 100% happy with their life would be arguing on Facebook.
Maybe it's people that are happy that are doing it.
I really don't think so. I really think there has to be a bleeding hole in their life for them to get involved in an argument on Twitter or Facebook. There has to. And Shiri Louie was figuring out the moment of the night. Final thought, guys. You stop getting money in birthday cards right around the age you need extra cash the most.
Yes.
Why does it always stop around 19 or 20 years old?
That is so true. Even now, like, I could do with some pocket money.
Yeah. I really could.
Because, like, when you're a kid, though, you'd, like, really save up to go out and buy that one toy that you've been looking at for ages.
Yeah.
But I guess when you're, like, 19, 20, you just literally go buy one drink at the bar and then that's it.
Yeah. God, I remember those days. You had, like, $300 as a kid and you were like, I'm set for life. Look, I can buy all the toys I want right now and have money left over for clothes. anyway, well, that's the final thought. I'm glad we all agree on that. Producer Jack's been scaring the internet.
Yes, today, well, it's bad news for fish and chips lovers because new research shows that eating the Aussie favourite dish often can make you more prone to getting the flu.
Fish and chips causes the flu.
Yeah.
Fake news.
Well, not according to new research.
It wouldn't surprise me. It wouldn't surprise me that unhealthy food probably lowers your immune system, meaning that you are more susceptible to flu.
I love fish and chips.
Yeah.
But I don't think I get the flu that often.
You're sick now. You were sick last week.
Yeah.
No, this is not the flu. This is hay fever.
You got a lot of fish, a lot of chips, and a lot of sniffs going on in your life, to be honest.
Well, Katrina was pretty mad about this. She wrote, "This is just a stupid report by someone trying to put all fish and chip stores out of business. I don't believe everything you read."
Fish and chip conspiracy theory.
Nicole also had disagreed with it. She's like, "We have fish and chips every Friday and I haven't had the flu in 10 years or more. Just lucky, I guess."
I love it when they really are proud of their comment.
Yeah.
And they really think, you know, it's a little sting in the tail. I'll see myself out here, guys. Jesus Christ. Huey Louie, moment of the show.
Pregnant or pudgy?
Oh,
you can tell by someone's voice.
You really could. Especially with this lady who seemed to own her pudginess. And be proud of your pudge, I say. You're a pudge, not pregnant?
I'm a pudge, yeah.
Oh, get it, Trace. Own it, Pudgesaurus.
Oh, God. Sweaty pudge up in Townsville. It is very hot up there. Did a year myself. Yeah,
is it a bit mean sweaty for us listening?
Nah. She
loved
it. She owned the pudge. She called up with her own little pudgy fingers and played the pudgy or pregnant segment. Yeah, she loved it. And she won a Danny Lakey goody sack. To be honest, if anything, the pudge got off lightly.
She may have been dialing Domino's by accident.
Whoa, producer.
Hey, I'm a pudge. I can say it.
All right, see you tomorrow night. Well, Friday edition of the show. God, time flies when you're having fun. It's going to be a big show as well. David Bornaz, he's on the show.
Who's that?
David Bornaz. He used to be on Charmed, I think. Something along those lines. Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
Both of them.
Both of them on the show, and Constantino as well tomorrow night.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.